Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm Jaina.
And I'm Ellen.
Yep. So knowing today, we decided to just worry about two time zones rather than three.
Yeah.
So do you want to introduce yourself a little bit?
Sure. I'm Ayelet. I live in Israel, so there's quite the distance between the two of us. My world is music, basically, and I'm currently a student at a music school here, and I'm loving it. I play piano and recently guitar and some ukulele as well. It's a nice thing. It's good fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to learn ukulele.
Yeah, well, it's fairly simple once you get the basics down.
Yeah, I hear it's very similar to guitar.
Yeah, it's actually really cool. The highest notes, highest strings of the guitar are very similar to the ukulele. So some of the same positions on the lower three still make chords on the ukulele, just with different names and stuff.
Yeah, that's interesting. Now, you've been playing piano the longest, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Since I was like 3 and a half. A long wow. time.
So I was like one. There is a 2-year age difference between us, so
yeah,
not too far.
Yeah, I'm 21. I'll be 22 in next month, actually.
Yeah, you will. That'll be interesting. Yeah, because that means I'll be 20 in July. Oh my god.
Yep.
Yeah, so what got you started with music? Like, what started it?
I've been surrounded by music my whole life. If it's like my parents singing us to sleep, or even with like religions, and like I'm Jewish, so there's so much music in the prayers and in all the songs for the holidays. And
yeah,
my sisters also played instruments, and we're just a very musical family in general. And it's just, yeah, it was always a huge part of my life, and now it's never gonna leave.
Yeah. Now I've actually found Ayelet on YouTube.
Yeah, I have a YouTube channel. It's just my name, Ayelet Arman.
Yep. And the first video I watched of yours was the cover of Storm.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm friends with that original singer.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it was actually really interesting how I found her, because I was just looking through the YouTube comments of a different YouTuber who was, her name is Lana Rosewood, I think, and in one of the songs that I really liked of hers, there was a comment saying, I really like your stuff, maybe we could support each other because I also do music. So I went and checked out her stuff as well.
Yeah, I think you could probably say her channel better than I could.
Yeah, hold on.
I think it's Verid?
Yeah, Verid. Verid. Yeah.
Yep, that's how you say it. Verid, if you're listening to this, I love you, but... So... And then I watched your Don't Stop Me Now cover.
Oh. Yeah, that one's a fun one.
Yeah. And then I watched your cover, it was the Dear Happy one?
Yeah.
And that was a collaboration.
That was a collaboration. She was a pen pal, Anna, and I. We met on a website for pen pals, and she was in Israel for a little bit, so I got to meet her in real life as well. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I like her music too. I've been checking like a lot of the year air, because for my history of art final, I did music in Israel.
Nice.
So I looked at, like, Tel Aviv, is that how you say it?
Yep.
Okay, Tel Aviv, Jerusalem.
Yeah. You got the big cities.
I did. But, yeah. So what's it like studying music? Because I studied music briefly and then music theory got me.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love music theory because I also took the music elective in my high school. So I learned, like, you'd consider it basic music theory, but a lot of the people in the college are actually quite new to this. Because we're not, the school that I'm at, it's Ono Academic College. It's just general music, not necessarily something classical. So some people just sang or played or whatever, and they don't really have a classical background like I do.
Yeah.
So when you learn about intervals and chords and sharps and flats, and just very confusing for them, but I love it so much because it's a little bit mathematical. It's a little bit math, just knowing to say, okay, so this is a interval of 3 or a 5, and it's a lot of hearing as well. You have to have good, like, ear training for that.
Yeah, with you, obviously.
Yeah, I always liked singing the harmonies whenever we'd sing as a family, so it was...
Yeah.
It came a little bit easier for me.
Yeah, and that was the other thing I was going to ask. Do you know what your vocal range is?
Large. I, like, on really, really good days, I think I can do, like, 3 octaves, around 3 octaves.
Yeah, because Amy and I were watching your Don't Stop Me Now cover, and we were thinking you were, like, a soprano, maybe?
Yeah, I'm usually a soprano, but, like, I could also be an alto if it was needed from me. Like, in high school, I was in an a cappella group because that was part of the grade. You'd have to be in, like, different music groups, and we had an a cappella group. And sometimes I was an alto, and sometimes I was a soprano. It's just whichever group needed more help, I guess.
Yeah, that's fair. But I, like, the first time I heard you, I'm like, yeah, that's a soprano right there.
Yeah, I'm mostly soprano, yeah.
On your YouTube channel, you sing in English and Hebrew sometimes.
I do sing in Hebrew sometimes. I should sing more in Hebrew sometimes because I haven't in a while.
Yeah, because I love watching your videos in Hebrew, even though I don't understand them.
Yeah, it's really interesting because even though Hebrew is more difficult for me, even though, like, my parents speak Hebrew, I speak Hebrew almost fluently, I guess. But I still think and dream, and, like, everything comes easier for me in English.
Yeah.
So I also have to worry about pronunciation, because in Hebrew, we don't necessarily have vowels. We have little symbols for that. But by the time you're, like, 7 or 8, you don't get them anymore for some reason. Which means that sometimes you have to guess on how you pronounce words.
Yeah, but you do a pretty good job overall.
Yeah, my mom is all, you said that one wrong, you have to say this like this. Even in an original song that I uploaded of mine about my army service.
Yeah.
There are two words. There's mevala, which means, like, how you spend your time, and melava, which means, like, you're watching people, like, you're guarding them, sort of.
Yeah.
Like how a counselor is, you have to be with your kids. Right?
Yeah.
And it's a different spelling, and but you have the vl and the lov, and I messed it up in the recording. Because, you know, both.
Yeah, I didn't notice that, so.
That's all right.
Yeah.
It's better that way.
Yeah. So, are there any other instruments you'd like to learn other than, like, guitar?
I mean, yeah, I think the harp is gorgeous.
Yeah.
And that's just a it's just a vertical piano without keys. So. Yeah. That's a lot of fun. I actually have an accordion because when my family moved house, we found one in the attic.
Nice.
And we got it fixed up. So I did look up a few things. So, like, I understand how the buttons work and, like, the organization behind it. If you know Circle of Fifths, it's basically that. and then just the right side is a piano, so it's just a matter of practice, really, but also it's a loud instrument, and
yeah, it is.
I worry about, you know, neighbors and family members and stuff.
Well, you're talking to someone learning drums, so.
Yeah, well.
They do have electronic ones, which I'm going to need because I'm sensitive to sound.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and just get some headphones.
Yeah, electronic ones, you can use headphones.
Yeah.
And you can adjust the volume so you don't bother the entire neighborhood.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So, what got you started with your YouTube channel? Like,
oh, well, I was thinking about doing it for a long time. Like, the first video that I uploaded was actually after I finished my army service, but I was thinking about it, I think maybe even in high school, because I already, like, I love the way that I sang certain things. Like, I would listen to a song and say, why didn't you do it this way? I could do it that way. Or when Glee introduced mashups and I thought of mashups in my head and I was hoping Glee would do them and they never did. And I wanted to share my ideas, really, and because I thought they were cool and I thought that they could be really cool, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Ayala and I have watched a few Glee episodes through Netflix Party.
Yeah.
So, and I'm pretty sure we're both still salty at the fact they never did an ABBA week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they had a few songs here and there, but not really.
Yeah. They did. If they could have done, they could have done two Britneys, they could have done.
Yeah. It was always really funny to me because I wasn't like big a lot of pop music. I usually just whatever came into the house and whatever I heard on the radio sometimes is what I knew.
Yeah.
But I knew literally, aside from Oops, I Did It Again, I literally knew only one Britney Spears song, which was Lucky. I don't know if you know it.
I know a little bit of it, yeah.
Okay. And I was just like, there are two episodes of Britney. How is this song not in it?
Yeah. Well, Britney was like,
that's okay.
Sitting over here in America, so.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed watching Glee. We were too young when Glee aired originally.
Oh, yeah.
I was set almost 8. You would have just turned 10.
Yeah, I started watching when I think. Yeah, it was about that, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we were a little bit behind, but we pretty much caught up with Glee as soon as season 2 was around.
Yeah.
So, we weren't that far behind, my family.
Yeah. Did you know the songs from the musicals that Glee did?
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, West Side Story, I knew most of them, I think.
Yeah.
Grease, I knew, even though by that point, it was season 4, so, yeah. I was definitely too young to watch it because we're still watching it sometimes. Sometimes we rewatch episodes or we like watching them with my mom and she still hasn't caught up with everybody.
Yeah.
And it's just, oh, I have like some parts of it I really didn't like understand the meaning of it, of what they were saying.
Yeah.
And there were some episodes that my older sisters preferred we didn't watch, like the Madonna episode, because, again, I was 10.
Yep.
Or we weren't allowed to watch Blame It on the Alcohol either, even though we watched Sexy and, like, you know, everything went over my head, but that's okay.
Yeah. We're gonna need... I know Amy and I are thinking of doing, like, Glee, like, podcast episodes.
Fantastic.
And one of the things will be Glee versus Disney, because Disney owns Fox.
Oh.
And we're going to be doing has Glee, like certain aspects of Glee that did not age well.
Yeah. My sister and I actually like, because you know there's all those videos of saying who could have covered this on Glee and who could have done this song on Glee and stuff. So, yeah. My sister and I tried doing that for Hamilton, like who would be cast as which character. And we also did the same thing for AJR songs. Like which group of people would sing this song. And I think my favorite one that we came up with was the overture for the Click album. Okay?
Yeah.
And we're just like, who could do that? Who could do that? And then we're just like, the Warblers.
Yep.
I would love to hear that so much.
Yeah, I did the same thing with Heathers.
Ooh, fun.
Because Riverdale did Heathers.
And like, Riverdale
done it.
Yeah. I think we would have a little bit more tact with that, huh?
Yeah. And I just have to ask you about your connection with the Sandersides.
Oh, yes. Oh,
I just had to ask.
Absolutely understandable. Yeah, so I found Thomas through Vine compilations on YouTube. I never had Vine as an app on my phone. And then I was just like, I think I saw you in a video with Lily Singh or Superwoman one time. And then I looked and was like, oh yeah, it is him. So I checked out his channel, and then I found his channel right as he started the series. So this was 4 years ago, I guess. And I really liked it. There was the first one of my true identity. And I was like, oh, I'm really shy and introspective. I'd love this video. And I loved all the characters and all the little jokes. And it was great. And I would just watch it. And every week it would happen. And, you know, slowly you grow connected. And now it's just, you wait 4 months for an hour-long episode. And it's fantastic. It's so important to me, and I remember there was an episode that came out after a few months, and we were all really excited, and then a week later, there was a new Sandersides episode, and I was on the night shift in the army that night, and it was like 3 a.m. when I got to check my phone, and my heart started racing.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I can't scream. It's 3 a.m. People are asleep. no one will understand. And then the next morning, I finished my shift. I came home and I had this huge smile on my face. And my mom was just like, anything exciting happened? I was like, Thomas uploaded. I love the stories and I love the dilemmas and the jokes. And I learn a lot as well.
That I knew, because you uploaded videos.
Yeah.
On YouTube. Yeah. About how the Sandersides help you sing better.
Mm-hmm. Because I had a new voice teacher that year. Or was it last year, I think? Because yes. I have a new one out with college. But I had a new voice teacher last year. And she helped me understand the more physical side of singing. With like I knew diaphragm and breath support and all that. But there was just like how you open your mouth and the soft palate. And understanding how that moves. And your nostrils and how the air gets out. And I'm just like, oh, it makes a lot more sense when you can actually feel it happening.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, Queen of England, head voice. And I'm just like, all right, that's Roman. And it's just like, all right, these are the guards. You need to keep the gates open. Okay, that's Virgil. It's just...
Yeah. And you introduced one of your friends to the Sandersides, didn't you?
Yeah, I used to live in the United States. I am American, and my family moved here, I think, almost 7.5 years ago. And my best friend came over to visit me a few weeks before I enlisted in the army. And I showed her some of the videos, and she started watching it as well. And it's something that we bond over now. Like, we still are in contact, obviously. If she came over to visit me 5 years later, but yeah, so now sometimes like we video call and we can chat, and then we're just like, hey, you want to watch a video? And we watch the series together now. And I delved more into the community of it this year and last year, of the fan art and the fan fiction as well, which also taught me so much about like dealing with anxiety and people with autism and every single spectrum of the LGBTQ system that does or does not exist.
I'm sure Amy will agree with me. We appreciate the autism one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, I get it. And I'm 80% sure I don't have autism or anything. But like sometimes I feel like I'm just very awkward as a human being, and sometimes a lot of noise is too much, and this is too much, and is it actually something? Is it autism, or is it just me being weird? Is it? And just reading about it, it's like, oh, this is fascinating, because I do like being in touch with my senses and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, I went as far as to take a quiz, and it said that I wasn't, but I wasn't like completely normal either, you know?
Yeah.
Or whatever normal is.
You could just be on the spectrum, because the spectrum is so broad.
Yeah. But so the beautiful thing about the fanfiction is that I was talking with my friend, and like, I told her that I was asexual, and she's like, yeah, I think I am too, but it was like, she's still on the journey of figuring out where she is and stuff, and I'm just like, well, great, I can send you some fanfictions that are like a couple thousand words long that like show you different aspects of it. And she's like, okay, yeah. I really connected to this one. And I'm just like, well, good, we have a starting point.
Yeah, because I'm also, to my family listening to this, I am aromantic asexual. So I just add the... And you did a song, right? Did you write that?
I did, yeah.
The most views on your channel.
Oh, yeah. Because that's the one I actually like hashtagged and tagged things in there. And because I wanted that one to get out. It was,
and it,
again,
it did.
Yeah. Last year, almost to the day, is when I uploaded my technically coming out video as asexual online as well. And after that, I came out to my family, and one of my sisters is just like, are there songs about asexuality? And I was like, I don't know. So I added one.
Yay.
Thank you. It was very, very broad, about like asexuality and a romance or aromanticism, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Sorry about the planes if you can hear them. We live nearby I think it's an army airplane place that they fly around sometimes. But it was originally gonna be about a very, very specific part of aromanticism, which is cupio-romantic. Right?
Yeah.
So, like, you don't feel the romantic thing, but you still like doing couple-y stuff together. Like, going on dates and getting each other flowers and stuff like that. Because I'm trying to figure out... I'm pretty sure I'm aromantic, but I'm not sure where I am there yet. And that sounded pretty close to what I was. And I learned about cupio-romantic and about, like, stars and QPPs. So, of course, was originally, I'm looking for a QPP because I'm cupio-romantic, and I thought it was really clever. But I had nowhere to go with that. So,
yeah,
I changed it up a bit, made it broader, and made it more informational, I guess.
Yeah. And that's needed, because...
Yeah. Because, again, it's like a percentage of population. It was like, it's a lot of people, but it's still very, very, very small.
Right.
And it's good. It's good for people to know, and that we're normal and stuff.
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever done this, but have you ever done gigs, like, around Israel?
No. I do, sometimes when I was hanging out with friends, I could play. The first time I ever performed on stage with an original song was my youth group was actually closing. It doesn't exist anymore. And I wrote a song for the youth group and like kind of an anthem, even though it was closing, but whatever.
Yeah.
And that was the first song I performed with an original song on stage. And that was awesome. I got a standing ovation. It felt so good. And I loved the energy in the room and everything. And the second closest thing I had to a gig was, again, friends. And there were some other, like, people around. We went to this, it's kind of like a getaway for, like, the weekend.
Oh, okay.
And it was just the end of the day before we were all leaving, coming back home and stuff. And I dug out my ukulele and we started singing a few songs, and all my friends were just like asking, hey, can you do this one? Can you do that one?
Yeah.
So it was more of a gathering, but that's the closest thing I have to a gig.
Yeah, because I know with the pandemic still happening, I don't know what...
Yeah.
You got...
Yeah, I'm also...
Because America, everything's, like, shut down.
Mm.
But
yeah, we're...
But my friends in Maine did gigs.
Yeah, we're halfway there. Like, pretty soon I'm gonna be able to go back and do some makeup classes on campus. Obviously, everybody's still masked and everything, but we can still be like in the same room with a door open. But I'm not really into performing as much either. Like, I do like being on stage. I know you had to do that in high school and stuff. But I'm not like the idea of being famous. Like, not that I think that I could get to the point that I'd walk down the street and somebody would recognize me. But just the idea of being in that position freaks me out.
That's related. That's
Yeah.
relatable.
So that's also why I started the YouTube channel. It's like small community, whoever finds me. And yeah, and I could probably like I could still release music if I wanted to, right? I just don't
Do you have DistroKid in Israel?
I don't know what that is, so maybe not.
That's a dis it's a dis distribution thing for music. Like, it distributes to like Spotify, Apple.
Oh, I think we have Spotify. I just don't know how it works.
If you yeah you could def because my friends use DistroKid and they and that DistroKid distributes them to like Spotify,
Ah,
Amazon,
nice.
Google, Apple, you name it, they're on there.
Cool. Well, maybe.
So yeah, but YouTube's definitely like a great place to like start off because it is a small like because like you said, whoever finds you. Although if you type in "I yell it," you actually pop up on YouTube.
Hey. Good.
Well, your name's not common, so
Well, yeah. But I like it, so it's
neither one.
cool.
Neither one of our names are
Yeah.
common.
Does yours mean anything?
Mine means God is
Ooh,
gracious.
nice. Like, what language is that from?
Because I'm curious. It's from the Hebrew root name Jah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I get
Yeah, and I looked yours up yesterday. It was like deer, gazelle,
Yeah.
or something, right?
I'm a deer. It's my name actually is pretty, it has sort of two meanings because Ayelet is a deer, but also Ayelet HaShachar is like dawn, and I was born in the morning. So there's that. And also, all of my sisters, in Hebrew anyway, the first letter of our name is the first letter of the alphabet, and the last is the last of the alphabet. And with my first two sisters,
Nice.
it was by accident, but by the time my parents caught on to the pattern, myself and my little sister, it was no accident. So it's a fun little thing.
Yeah, that's definitely like, yeah. Names are like so interesting, especially with like different like cultures.
Oh, yeah.
'Cause I went to school with an Alot.
Okay.
And I learned that was Hebrew.
Yeah.
So that was interesting.
Yeah.
And but names are like so like fascinating, especially the more unique ones, because you don't hear them very often.
Yeah. But
Like Amy's name is common, just spelled
yeah.
differently.
But even that, just different variations on names, like I don't know. There's a YouTube video talking about all the variations of John. It's a Vlogbrothers video. I don't know if you follow them, but he's just talking about like John, it came from Johan or Jonathan or Yanni or just right? And just like so many variations of for one name, and it's really cool.
And I did want to
Yeah.
ask you, what got you inspired to taking photos of nature and like around Israel?
Well, it's pretty. And
It is.
I would take whenever like I was on field trips or anything, I wasn't really a person to take pictures of people because everybody else was already taking selfies. I was more of just like walking around and like look, it's the plants and the little bugs, and you can see the sunsets and just whenever when I started last sorry but last year I had a New Year's resolution, which I don't do very often, but I wanted to go on a walk 3 times a week, both for, like, you know, physical health and also because it's good to get out of the house every once in a while. And it wasn't a matter of just exercise or anything. It was just a matter of, like, I like to walk, so I'm going to walk. And I would put on music, and I would just look around. And if there was something that I thought was cool, I would just stop and take a picture of it. And now it's a little bit more because there are some people that I message, and I make sure to send them a picture with it as well. But so I make sure that I have enough. We're fine so far, but it's just... Most of the pictures as well, it's just I have the same, a similar route every time when I walk.
Yeah.
So it's both seeing similar flowers all the time, or seeing a sunset looking differently, or the trees and the angle and stuff. And sometimes it's fun because I'm just like, oh, look, there are more flowers out here today than there were yesterday, or...
Yeah, I love when you can notice little details like that. Yeah, my history of art class. Loved because I because someone was asking what Israel looked like. Nope, really. Showed them the fountain. I showed them the fountain in Jerusalem.
Oh, yeah.
And the beaches and, like, the street lights. And they thought it was gorgeous.
Well, it is. Yeah, and obviously there's, like, desert and city life and up north where it's, I think it's more, like, I say greener, but, like, it's pretty green here as well.
Yeah. But, I've always wondered, like, because I don't live near Boston.
Okay.
At all, so I'm, like, so, it's, like, city life fascinates me. Even though I went to college, I started college in, like, a rural setting. But Tel Aviv is, like, fascinated me. Because I hear it's good for, like, vegetarians and vegans.
Yeah, I think it was, like, I am still vegetarian. I've been vegetarian since I was in 8th grade. So, not planning on giving that up anytime soon.
Neither is Amy, so. Amy's been vegetarian since she was 7.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't go vegetarian or vegan just because I'm so picky with food. But... if I could go vegan, I would.
Good for you. Yeah, the cool thing about being vegetarian is suddenly salads, there became more than one variety. And it's like, wait, what? You can put different things in salad?
Yeah.
So that was a huge thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think cities have, like, a lot of vegetarian and vegan foods.
Yeah, I love people who are just like, why are you vegetarian? Tofu's gross. And I'm just like, I mean, I agree with you that tofu is disgusting, but that's not why I became vegetarian.
No. Yeah. I have a puppy now, so every time I see, like, animals, I'm like, no! But it's like, I'm too picky with food to eat anything else. So... like, so I have that side, but I remember you did, like, fun facts, like, in the description.
Yeah, that was right at the beginning.
I remembered seeing that. Yep. And I remembered seeing that you were a vegetarian. And you were trying to learn different languages.
Yeah, right? I mean, aside from Hebrew and English, which I know, when you sing classically, you learn to read, at least, and pronounce words in different languages. Like, you don't always understand what you're singing. Like, you have a translation, so you get the idea of it. But, like, at this point, I've sung in Italian and in German. And in choir, we had to do something in Latin. I'm learning something in French right now. I worked on French with my mom. We were learning the difference between ou and e, and I'm pretty sure both of those were wrong right now. But it's just like, here are 10 letters. These 3 are just to show you that it's plural, so don't say any of them.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
Yeah. I took Spanish for 2 years. I took Spanish for 2 years in high school, and it was very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish they taught AS as sign language.
Absolutely.
More.
Yeah, I know the alphabet in both Hebrew and English. And I know, like, please, thank you, more. And that's just about it.
Yeah, it's like the basics. Yeah.
When, like, my family also knows the alphabet, so sometimes if we were, like, at family dinners or something and we'd want to, like, say something, we would start, like, spelling to each other. But then my dad notices that and he doesn't like it, so we don't do that much anymore, but...
So since you came from America to Israel, you don't have to answer this too personal, but did you notice any, like, differences?
Oh, in the music scene? At all? In a matter of popularity, probably, because, like, what pop music counts. I didn't really listen to the radio when I came here, because I didn't have one in my bedroom, I guess. But...
Yeah, it's fair.
Like, the first big shock of pop music when I was, it was at the end of 10th grade, so it was, like, the end of my second year being there, and I noticed, like, there were some religious songs, because the youth group that I was at was a mix of religious and non-religious people, of Jews, because that was the whole point, was getting along and understanding the differences, and understanding faith and what works and what doesn't and all that cool stuff. But we have a type of music that we call Eastern music, which is more like, I think, like Morocco and Yemen and stuff, even though we're pretty East for you guys. I compare it to like country music, even though this type of music is the more popular style here. It's just, like, the super, super Mizrahi is what Eastern is. It's, like, heartbreak and lots of riffs a little bit, which isn't really country, but it's there. It's just heartbreak and sad and... Yeah. But it's also really, like, it's cool. It's not, like, it's not my scene, but it's cool.
Because when I did look up music in Israel, a lot of things that came up were religion. Yeah. But that's...
Like, this is very, 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 very generalizing, but in my head, it's, like, religious music, oldies, which does... I prefer the older music to the stuff now, because we also, like, know the songs from, like, when the country was becoming a country, because we're only 70-something years old. I think 71? 48?
You turned 70... Israel turned 73 in this
year. Yeah, because 48 to 2020... Yeah.
Because I remembered... Because I watched your video with this when you were celebrating, like, you combined Israeli medleys or something?
Yeah, I did.
Because I remember watching that, and your piano work on that song, on those songs.
Thank you. That one was a lot of fun, because, again, it's, we have, I call them Oompa Oompa songs, because that's basically what the piano does, the Oompa 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 Oompa. So I tried to, like, keep it somewhat interesting. So it has, like, the words in front of me, and I had the chords on them, but I'm just like, okay, what am I going to do for this verse? I'm going to do, like, Oompa Oompa. This verse, I'm gonna bring it up an octave and maybe just do arpeggios and something, and figuring out what that musical line is in that other song, and it's a lot of fun doing that part as well. Music is so cool, man.
With YouTube, you can be as creative as you want.
No one's shackling you.
Most of the comments you get on your YouTube are
they're
so supportive.
Really nice. Yes, you have.
A few. Like before, but I was dumb. You should have said this. I yelled at one showed up on my page on TikTok.
Oh, is that how you found me?
And that's when it was. That's how I found you on TikTok.
Great.
because your song Beautiful popped up. I said, this song's amazing. Also, can we be friends? And to my happiness, Violet said yes.
Sin.
Yeah. Internet friend. Most of my friends are internet friends. You'll soon find that out if you haven't already.
Yeah. Again, but the reason I joined TikTok was because I started watching TikTok compilations of Sandersides cosplay. So I'm mainly on TikTok for the Sandersides cosplay. Which is...
Yeah. I like the... Yeah. My friend Mats is in a band. I think I've sent... I might have told you about the band. They're the ones that released the EP in October. And they use it for, like, they're promoting their music because they're... Because as Mads calls it, they're struggling artists.
Everyone's a struggling artist.
They also call themselves broke college students, which they're not wrong.
Listen, we're not saying anything that isn't true.
Because college is so expensive. Yeah, college is so expensive in America.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I just... It's been interesting here, like, the different cultures, like, the music, because this went more in depth than my project history of art did.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you wanted to say?
I don't think so. Just music is really cool. Sandersides are really cool. Internet and friendship is really cool. The world is beautiful. Yeah. So, you know, pay attention, I guess.
Yeah. And I will link Ayelet's YouTube channel in the description of the episode, so if you want to go check that out, please do. You're welcome.
I'm happy to be here.
Being on. And stay tuned.
I certainly will.
So, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye.